With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Business Journal's digital editor. We talk about business stories on Fridays. It's holiday shopping season, but if you're among the people skipping the traditional mall this year, you're not alone. Mall properties locally and nationwide are dealing with changing consumer tastes.
Yes, our newest cover story looks at redevelopment efforts that are underway at some local malls. Right now, there's a pretty good economic picture for retail overall, but that's not necessarily true for all malls. Of course, that's due to several factors.
Obviously, online shopping is one of those. What else is affecting these malls?
Well, the middle-class jobs that fueled the growth of malls have declined, and middle-class shoppers have changed their shopping habits. Instead of going to a traditional mall anchor store like Macy's or JCPenney, they're opting for chains like Marshall's and TJ Maxx, which typically offer well-known brands at discount prices. That's one of the reasons why we've seen some of these major mall anchors close stores nationwide.
So which local malls are we talking about?
Well, there are three key local examples in these discussions about redeveloping malls. First, there's County Fair Mall in Woodland, where there's a plan to redevelop the mall, decreasing its retail space and adding possibly office space and even new housing. Then there's Sunrise Mall, which got a new owner not too long ago. We're still waiting to hear about a redevelopment plan for that site, which is in Citrus Heights, and it has anchor stores such as Macy's, JCPenney, and Sears. And finally, of course, there's Country Club Plaza, which is in the Art and Arcade area. Of course, that was once largely vacant, but it has added some new businesses since getting new owners. In addition to a Winco grocery store at Country Club Plaza, many of those new additions are experience-oriented, such as restaurants, a gym, and a planned movie theater. An indoor trampoline park is also in the works there.
What about the other malls in the area?
Well, the picture seems a little brighter for Art and Fair and the Westfield Galleria at Roseville, which seem to attract newer, shinier stores. But even those malls aren't immune to the stigma that often surrounds enclosed properties, as well as the challenges that come when national retailers close stores. Now, I recently reported that the Galleria is expected to get a refresh with more details to come next year. That refresh is expected to include not only new retailers, but also new amenities and restaurants.
Well, speaking of new restaurants, there's a new addition to the area around Golden One Center in downtown Sacramento, and it debuts today.
That's Punch Bowl Social, which offers not only food, but also attractions such as bowling, karaoke, and foosball. Now, this is the first local site for the Denver-based chain, and it's massive. The business is actually opening with 200 employees.
Is this place kind of like a nightclub?
Sort of. It's open to all ages until 10 p.m., and after that, it becomes a 21 and older venue. But those involved in the business say it has a different vibe than what you'd expect from a nightclub, and it attracts a pretty diverse range of ages.
A local business called Soul Belly also launched this week.
And that is not a restaurant. It's actually a new venture that comes from a local young professional named Stephanie Buck. She's a journalist who previously worked for Mashable in New York and most recently wrote for a media startup based in San Francisco. Now, after being laid off, she launched Soul Belly, which focuses on preserving people's memories of life experiences. Basically, clients can hire her to interview their family members or themselves, and they can choose to get either an article or a video of that interview, or a combination of the two. Each package comes with a portrait photograph as well.
You think this thing will catch on?
Well, it's interesting. This arrives amid what seems like a growing national obsession with ancestry and genealogy. It seems like we want to know and preserve our family's stories, and it's not always easy to do that yourself. Now, also, the nation's baby boomer population is aging, which could also lead to a heightened focus on preserving oral histories and documenting family memories. I'm interested to see how this business turns out.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.